Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. Now, I was trying to think what we could talk about this week, what I could share with you, and I thought what I'd do is share some of the work that we've been doing in the This Woman Can community. And if you're not a member, you know what to do, head over to thiswomancan.coach to join, and you can get more access to the things we're doing there each day. Now, this week I want to share with you an exercise I'd shared with them, and it was all about getting clear on what you don't want. And this was brought about because during this pandemic, it's been bringing up an awful lot of stuff, about what's, you know, questioning what we thought was certain and how we lean into change. And for many of us, it's been an eye-opener. For myself, I think not so much, because I'd gone through a huge transition quite recently, well, relatively recently. But during this time, what it has done is given people a chance to reflect, me and myself, reflect on what's been working and what's not working in our lives and the way we live. So that means we start questioning our decisions, the choices we've made, and we're trying to figure out what's the next step, especially if we've been impacted with job losses or losses of relatives and stuff like that. So it's really a time for us to figure out what's next. So today I want to share with you, or talk to you about, the importance of knowing what you don't want. Sometimes it can be clearer to kind of articulate what it is we don't want than trying to decide what we do want. And it's about getting clear on the things that you really dislike, you detest, things that make you tingle, even with the thought of it puts you on edge. And it may seem like an odd tactic and an odd topic, but I guarantee you the exercise I'm going to take you through or share with you will bring you enormous clarity for your future. And most of the time when we're feeling stuck in a particular area of life, we can't see the wood for the trees, we can't see what's going on, we just have this brain fog and we're not even sure, like I said, what it is we actually want. And a lot of time we don't want to allow ourselves to want what we want because we're afraid if we don't get it, we'll be disappointed, so we stay stuck. So we're stuck in this rut and we're trying not to think about how crap or how rubbish things are and how much we hate it. But we know that we're not thinking about the positive thinking. And at the same time we're doing that, we're not coming up with the next steps or even the clarity we need to progress. So we need to get crystal clear on what we don't want. That's where this helps us. And the exercise I'm going to take you through is called Clarity Through Contrast. And trust me, it really is very effective. So I want you to get a piece of paper. You can pause listening to this right now if you want to. And once you've got that paper, draw a line down the center. On the top of the page, write the topic. So it could be your love life, it could be your health, it could be your career, it could be money. You know, whatever the topic is you want to really have a look at, you're not happy with, or you feel stuck with. And at the top of the left-hand column, write, I don't want, or I absolutely hate, whichever feels better for you, which feels right. Then set a timer for 5 to 10 minutes and write down, no holds barred, everything that pops into your head. So you can stop it now. Or you can carry on listening. Now, once you've written it, it could go something like this. It could be for your health.
I don't want to feel so tired and bleh. I don't want to eat crap all the time. I don't want to keep pushing myself to do more. I don't want to feel so stressed because I'm during the week because I'm constantly late. I don't want to eat crap food from the takeaway. I don't want to go to bed late because I feel like I should have got more done. So you can just go on and on as much as you want, free writing, getting all this crap out of your head, getting clear on the things that you really, really don't want. This is your contrast. And from here, you get clarity because you know what you don't want. So what I want you to do next is at the top of the right hand side in the other column, write I want, and then flip over each statement. So it might sound something like this. I want to feel more energetic and excited about life. I want to eat good quality nutritious food most of the time. I want to feel calmer, be more organized and on time. I want to eat good lunches that I enjoy. I want to get to bed before 10:30 and let go whatever I didn't get done and for that to be okay. I want to prioritise my well-being and mental health by setting boundaries. So you can see the difference. It's just the opposite of what you know, what you don't want. Now you've got clarity in what you do want. It's an incredibly simple exercise, as I said, and it's a simple shift and a simple turnaround to help you get out of that rut and get some clarity on what your true focus, your true desires are. But the most important thing from there is not just write this piece of paper down and shove it in a book somewhere or in a drawer in a corner. You have to take action. So pick two or three things from that list that you did, and then say what you want from the list you say you want, and then break them down into steps. So ask yourself, what do I need to make this happen? That's the first thing. So start writing down what you need to make it happen. What are the actions you need to take? Maybe you need to buy more fruit so you eat better, so you've got snacks in your bag. Maybe you need to set an alarm that says, you know, 10 o'clock, I stop working. Whatever it is you need to do. And then you start saying, putting timelines down on when will you do it? How often will you do it? What do you need to have in place to enable you to do it? What if you mess it up? What's your plan B? What's your comeback? When will you start? What accountability do you need? What are the benefits of doing it? What are the results you're expecting? So just keep playing with it. Ask yourself questions and have fun with it. Flesh it out and take new actions. It's these little things that can make the biggest difference. So do this exercise for yourself today and let me know how you get on. And you can let me know, you know I'm going to say it, by joining the This Woman Can online community. There's lots more activities like this and more. Just head over to thiswomancan.coach to join up. It's free. If you're listening to this real time, this Saturday, I will be holding a free webinar. But you have to join the group to find out all the details. So it'll be a free webinar this Saturday, the 23rd, I believe it is. You know, whatever the Saturday is, if you listen to real time, 23rd of May. And it's about getting help with your career, and it's getting unstuck and how to get past your butt. And I don't mean your physical butt. I mean everything you tell yourself, I want to do this, but it's getting past that butt. So as I said, head over to thiswomancan.coach, join the community. I'd love to have you join the conversation this week. And there's that and so much more happen in the group. So look forward to joining you. And as ever, until next time, remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care until next time. Hi, it's Janice. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast. But have you joined the This Woman Can community online? It's where ambitious women can share experiences, strategies, and insights that equip and inspire them to build their career success, maximize their leadership, and make an impact in their world. And it's free. Join today. Visit www.thiswomancan.coach. Look forward to meeting you there.